Books on Tape presents A Piece of Cake, a memoir by Cupcake Brown, read by Bonnie Turpin. Chapter 1. The booming music coming from Mama's radio alarm clock suddenly woke me. I could hear Elton John singing about Philadelphia freedom. I wonder why Mama didn't wake me, I thought to myself. It was January 1976. Wasn't no school that day. But Mama still had to go to work. So while Mama was at work, I was going over to Daddy's house to play with Kelly, the daughter of his lady friend. I wonder why she didn't wake me, I thought again to myself as I climbed out of bed. When I passed the dresser, I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror. Boy, was I ugly. Skinny, black, and ugly. That's what the kids at school called me. Or they'd yell out, "Vet, Vet, looks just like my pet." My name was Lavette, but my first birth name was Cupcake. At least that's what my mama told me. Seems Mama craved cupcakes when she was pregnant with me. She had 3 cupcakes a day, every day, without fail, for 9.5 months. I was 2 weeks overdue. Mama said that even if she didn't eat anything else, she'd have her daily dose of cupcakes. Anyway, seems that while we were in labor, the hospital gave Mama some pain drugs. Once Mama popped me out, the nurse said, "Pat," that was my mama's name, "you have a little girl. Do you know what you want to name her?" Tired and exhausted from 8 hours of hard labor, Mama lifted her head, smiled sheepishly, and said, "Cupcake," before she passed out.